Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, 14. It's Flag Day.
Yes, it is.
Do people still care about Flag Day? Do they you still put the flags out there?
Very much.
All right,
Very much.
Let's hope as we drive through neighborhoods, check them out. Make sure they're out there today on this pre-Father's Day. And let's bring on a guy who is a father of two. Been waiting to talk to him for a minute. He's been bopping all around. You think this guy was in a rock band or something.
He's been in Europe.
He's been everywhere.
He's just back off tour. He's got satin jackets printed and everything.
Satin jackets. That's right. He's been on the road with Pearl Jam. That's a little bit. Anyway, Paul, good morning. Paul Berg joining us here, and happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, happy Father's Day to you guys. What a great day. Yes, I got a flag at Costco. It'll go out a little later. And great show, man. I always love listening to you guys.
Can I ask the first question?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, I want to bring you into what we've been doing today. Mm-hmm. And we would like, whether it's, you know, when you were a kid or when you were in college, high school or college, or when you made it to the pros, what was that memory that you have making your dad very, very, very proud of? Hey, it could have been a report card in my case. But whatever it was that you made your dad smile that stays with you today.
Man, you guys are going to make me tear up here. In high school, we filled out goal sheets. And this was my basketball coach. So I played all three sports a little bit. And then my senior year, I just played baseball. But when I was on the basketball team, we needed to fill out goal sheets. So I did that. And I said that I was going to play baseball at Arizona State. And then I was going to play baseball for the Cincinnati Reds. You know, that was on my goal sheet. And I was... You know, I just finished my freshman year going into sophomore, and my coach sat me down and just said, you know, hey, those goals are too high. He said, you know, you're not big enough. You're not going to throw hard enough. You know, those guys are like 6'3" at Arizona State. So just make sure you get your education and go to a small school, you know, here in Kentucky. And I got in the car and I told that to my dad, and my dad lost it. And he just said, that guy's never seen you play, and you can do anything you want. And just, he was like yelling as we were driving home. And it made me feel good, like, oh, man, I got somebody in my corner in the foxhole with me. I got somebody on my side. And all you need in life is for one person to tell you you can, you know, or for one person to believe in you. And when my dad did that, I went back on that many times, and I got drafted by the Reds out of high school, went to LSU, won a national championship, and ended up playing for the Braves, who I'd watched on TBS year after year and loved. Now I broadcast for them. What a dream, you know, and if I wondered if my dad would not have told me that. But the best memory I have with my dad was calling him and telling him I got called up to the big leagues. That was the greatest conversation, you know, I've had, on the phone ever, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, man. Great Father's Day memory on this Father's Day weekend with Paul Berg, man. Great to have him on with us. Of course he is, his broadcasting duties for the Braves. He was busy last night, but he is with us and he is social. You can find him on IG. He's on Instagram at Paul Berg 36 at Paul Berg 36. That being said, you played multiple sports coming up. There are a lot of young dads right now this morning who are taking kids out, and you've lived it, you know, to be trained or play on a team or whatnot. What do you pass along to dads who are getting started? And we had Coco Goff's dad on this morning. What do you pass along to dads that you meet and see and talk to?
Sam, first of all, I didn't know what you were going to ask me coming on this show. This is a great show. This is not just what happened at the game last night and whether or not the Braves can do it, which, you know, everybody's interested in. But, you know, this holds true for years and leaves a legacy. Like, you can absolutely crush your kids by the way you treat them in travel ball growing up. I'm talking for the rest of their lives. Or you can be the people, the person, mom or dad, that they have great memories of. And I coached travel ball right after I got out of the big leagues for 4 years. And it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. Sam, where you and I used to go down the street and play Little League, and, you know, we had a couple games a week. I mean, they have a schedule that's harder than big leaguers. So the first thing I would say that is your job, is to make sure that your son is passionate enough about the game to do that. And there are kids out there that thrive on that schedule, and there's kids out there that they burn out. And they may have played in the big leagues, but, you know, they were playing a big league schedule when they were 10, 11, and 12. And they're like, my whole life is baseball, and it shouldn't be that when they're 10, 11, and 12. They shouldn't be playing spring, summer, fall, training, having a, you know, a strength coach when they're 12. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta be a kid. You gotta train. You gotta be multi-sport athlete. You gotta have fun. You gotta really, really want to do it. And if somebody doesn't want to do it, that's okay. One of my proudest moments in travel ball was when I sat parents down and I said, "Your son doesn't want to play." He was burned out. And they didn't believe me. And we had a heart-to-heart with a kid. And he said, I don't want to play. And his dad was totally shocked. And he said, "Son, you know how much we've invested in all this?"
Yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah, there you right. go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I go, "Stop. This is about you. This is about you. This is not about the kid." Wonderful ending to the story. The young man played different sports. He was a great athlete. He took 2 years off and ended up getting a scholarship to Missouri, paid for his school. Wonderful student, full ride, excelled in baseball at the college level in the SEC, and is now a successful businessman. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you something concrete you can say to your kids. This is it. This is the greatest thing you can say to them. "I just love to watch you play." And that's it.
Yeah.
And when they're driving home and they're complaining and this happened and the umpire did this and the coach did this and this is that, then you just say, "I just love to watch you play." Because here's the problem, guys. This is the problem. In this culture, parents, they want everything to go the kid's way. They want them to play shortstop. They don't want any, you know, pain for their kid. They don't want any years of trouble, years of despair. Should I even do it? You know, and let me just tell you something. Baseball gives you none of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baseball gives you none of that. Baseball gives you walking back to the dugout 7 out of 10 times thinking, "What happened?" There's only one kid that can play shortstop. People are going to make errors. It is a failure game. It is a painful game. It is a tough game to play. And that struggle, those lessons, bring out the best in you because that's what life is going to give you. So when you expect everything to go your kid's way and you're so frustrated when it doesn't and you're yelling at the coach and you're yelling at the umpire and, you know, little Johnny is supposed to experience none of that failure, you can't win because the game is going to give that to them and bring that out.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think needs to be said.
And
he just did.
This is great stuff. This is great stuff this morning, folks. We got Paul Bird on with us. We weren't expecting this, Greg, but go ahead.
No, that's all right. Paul Bird joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this guy calls the game, but he also strapped him up. He put the cleats on. And that's what I want to talk to you about right now. Talk to the Braves fans who are sitting there shaking their heads, wondering when they're going to see the Spencer Strider that they saw before the injury. You are a pitcher. You played on that level.
Yeah.
When you come back from an injury, I realize there's no exact timeline for this, but what do you say to the fans who are saying, "Hey, that's not the Spencer Strider that we saw before"? You got to talk them off the ledge, Paul. What do you tell them?
Yeah, well, the thing I just said about the lessons the game gives you, that doesn't stop. That doesn't stop when you become 25. Or when you become 35, it doesn't stop. You're still working through stuff, you know. Spencer Strider had the brace, and I didn't have the brace. I had Tommy John. Tommy John takes, you know, at least a year, and it takes a year and a half for me before I was pain-free. Everybody's a little different. I don't sense pain in Spencer's arm. You know, I don't sense that. But it takes time to come back. So when you drive a Lamborghini, you know, at 180 miles an hour, and you just did some engine work, sometimes it takes some time to get everything working in rhythm again. And I think that's what we're seeing. He has just come back, you know, a little over a year out, and 96 is really, really good. Like, I never hit 96. 95 was my highest. But 96 is different than 102. And is still really, really good. It's still really, really hard, but he's just going to have to locate a little better. So one of the two has to happen. He just has to locate a little better, or, you know, 100 needs to show back up, 101, 102 every now and then, get a little more confidence back. And he's just got to get in that rhythm. The good news is it can happen at any time. You know, it can happen at any time. He can next outing can be a shutout, and that's why you watch the games. The Braves have a good team. They're way better than what they're playing. Everybody knows that. They have good players. They have a good rotation, and they're just not clicking. And sometimes you have a year where you don't click, and then the last couple years they've got out of the gate slow, like that racehorse at the Kentucky Derby, and then they're flying around the backstretch. And we're all hoping for that. We're all pulling for that. And that's why you watch the games. You can't wait to see if this good team is going to play like the team that they are. So we'll see.
Yeah. Paul Byrd, back on the air, back doing things with A&F, giving the fans a chance to watch some games over there with them. Talk about, seem like you're having a lot of fun.
I enjoy it, Sam. I mean, I miss it. I miss the people, too. Like, it's not just talking about sliders or breaking something down, and I love to explain some good baseball or where it went wrong. But what I really, really missed was the people. You know, the people at the stadium that come over and tell their stories about 1985 when they saw such and such happen and Dale Murphy do this. And, you know, I was sitting on the couch with my, you know, grandfather and, you know, gosh, man, it's just really cool. And, you know, Fred McGriff hit this home run. And, you know, everybody's just – it's just a family down there. And I just really have missed all that. I've missed my team in the truck. So it's just nice to see everybody be part of that. That's my new locker room. And, you know, once they take the jersey off you, it's sad because, you know, you trained your whole life to do something. And they're like, hey, man, you know, for me, I got to play till I was in my late 30s. 38, they took the jersey, and you got a lot of life left after 38, hopefully. So you're like, man, what do I do? I've given, you know, so much to this game. So I feel very fortunate. It's a get-to job. I think you guys have get-to jobs. You get to go to work and talk about, you know, sports, which is one of my passions. And, you know, so I'm so happy to be back. And you saying that I'm having fun, I'm glad that comes out because I absolutely am.
Well, we appreciate you having some time for us. We've been working together because, like I said, he was on tour, man.
Yeah,
he was
tour's over.
I was on tour, guys. I was on Italy.
He was in Italy,
know?
Man.
With
the new Pope
Open it up for the Pope?
That's right. That's right.
Are you the one that put
the
socks?
My wife, she almost didn't make it. So when she did, we just said, hey, we're going to go live our lives. We've always wanted to go to Italy. We've never been to Europe, never been there. I ate as much pizza as I wanted. I crushed the spaghetti and gelato with every meal. And guys, I got to tell you this, I never once felt bloated. So, you know, the Italians are onto something. They're onto something over there.
Yeah, no processed food over there. That's what I hear.
It's good.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
No processed food. It's all natural.
Yeah, we got to bring that over here because if I can eat pizza every night and just walk a little more and not gain any weight, I'm in, you know?
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, man. Always great to hear from
you. Y'all are the best, man. Thank you. What a great show. What great content today. Thanks for letting me be a part of it, guys.
All right.
I think he just signed us off.
It's a fantastic stuff, man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.